Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Ah, hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, just trying out this system. So what kind of conversations can your AI handle? Is it mostly customer support, or do you do other things too?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Nice to hear from you again. I don't have direct info on specific partnerships like Vector Solutions, but I do know Dasha.ai is all about creating supernatural, human-like voice AI conversations. Could you tell me more about how you work with those companies? I'm curious.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth. Those are big topics. I'd say one challenge is making outreach feel genuinely personal without spending tons of time. So, how does your AI make those conversations feel human and natural? And how easy is it to integrate with existing systems?
Tell me more about making outreach feel genuinely personal without spending tons of time.
Sure thing. Well, the magic is in our AI's ability to understand context and respond naturally, just like a real person would. It can handle variations in conversation flow, pick up on cues, and adjust tone accordingly. This means your outreach calls don't sound scripted or robotic, saving you time while keeping prospects engaged. Plus, it can run many calls simultaneously so you scale without extra staff. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started with Dasha?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. I'd picture a smooth, efficient lead generation process where the AI handles initial outreach flawlessly, engaging prospects warmly, answering questions naturally, and booking qualified meetings. Your sales team would have more time to focus on closing deals, and overall revenue would see a solid boost. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every conversation better than the last. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would be your top goal for using AI like this?
What do you mean by a smooth, efficient lead generation process where the AI handles initial outreach flawlessly? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By smooth and efficient, I mean the AI can reach out to prospects quickly and naturally without sounding like a robot or wasting time on dead-end calls. It's important because first impressions matter. A friendly, human-like conversation increases the chance prospects stay interested. Plus, efficiency means you get more leads in less time, boosting your sales pipeline without extra effort. So it's really about quality and quantity working together. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about quality and quantity working together.
Absolutely. Think of it like this. Quantity means reaching a lot of potential leads, but if those conversations feel robotic or irrelevant, the quality suffers. Prospects tune out. Quality means each interaction feels personal and engaging, increasing the chance of a positive response. So when your AI can do both, reach many people while keeping conversations natural and relevant, you get a bigger pool of genuinely interested leads. That's how you build a strong pipeline that actually converts. Pretty powerful combo, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Ah, bringing it back. Nice. Well, a common challenge is balancing personalized outreach with scaling efforts. Doing one-on-one calls takes time and staff, but blasting generic messages doesn't work well. Also, integrating new tech smoothly without disrupting current workflows can be tricky. How does your AI handle those kinds of constraints?
What are all the ways balancing personalized outreach with scaling efforts and integration challenges are affecting the business right now?
Balancing personalized outreach with scaling can slow down growth because you either spend too much time on each lead or risk losing interest with generic messages. Integration challenges might cause delays or extra costs if new tools don't fit well with existing systems. Together, these issues can limit how fast and effectively you grow your customer base. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues limit your growth?
Sure. When outreach isn't personalized enough, prospects often ignore or reject messages, so fewer leads convert to customers. On the flip side, if you try to personalize every call manually, it eats up a lot of time and resources, slowing down your ability to reach more people. Integration hiccups can cause disruptions or require extra training, which delays campaigns and wastes budget. Altogether, these factors create bottlenecks that hold back revenue growth and make scaling tough. Does that help clarify?